Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your people, Lord, and for the Spirit of the Lord in this place. I know that you desire to do a work in our hearts and lives, Lord, that you might work through us. And I pray, Father, that tonight we would have a hearing ear, Lord, to hear what you're saying to us. I pray, Father, that tonight, that as we hear the word, that faith comes. And I thank you for it. I thank you for the fruit, the results, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, last week I shared a message with you that he delights in your well-being. He wants you to win in life. You know, in Deuteronomy 28, it says it this way: you'll be the head and not the tail. Now, I want you to know something. When I'm talking about winning in life, I'm not talking about ball games and lottery tickets. I'm talking about real life, everyday life, overcoming and having victory in your life. We all face hardships and struggles, battles. I want you to know it is not going to be without a fight. There is a fight of faith. The scripture tells us in Romans 8:37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. More than conquerors, not losers, but victors. Not just survivors, but overcomers. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, it's really interesting if you think about this in the timeline in which he said it. This was the night when he was to be betrayed. This was right before he would be taken away from them. And he tells them, I've said these things to you so you could have peace. He warned them, you're going to have trouble. Now, that may not be a very encouraging word, but let me tell you, it's actually very important that you know this. You may not want to hear it, but you need to know. You're going to have trouble. So many people get disillusioned. You're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. Listen, he hadn't even gone to the cross yet, but he had already overcome the world. Now, I want you to understand that because he overcame the world, we overcome the world. 1 John chapter 5, we're going to read 4 and 5. Be encouraged, he overcame. And I'm telling you, if you put your faith in Jesus, you overcome too. 1 John 5, 4 and 5, it says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Whatever is born of God. Are you born of God? Well, then the Bible says you overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You can't overcome the world without faith. Faith in him. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Whatever comes our way, we overcome by faith. That promise is for every child of God, every person who's born again. He said, who is it? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That's who overcomes. That's what the Bible tells us. So we need to know that for the child of God, we're not supposed to be swallowed up by life's problems. No, we're supposed to overcome. We're not supposed to be drowning in a sea of trouble. No, we overcome by faith. God expects us to overcome. I may just read it again. Sometimes it takes us more than once. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that's overcome the world, our faith. He expects us to overcome. That's how He created us to be. And when this life is over, we're not going to be rewarded for all of our hardships and troubles and all of the sorrow and all of the woe is me that we had. But rather, we're going to be rewarded for overcoming. Well, it doesn't matter what a preacher says, but it matters what the Word says. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. 2:11. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. 2:17. To him who overcomes, I will give him some of the hidden manna to eat. 2:26. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, I will give him power over the nation. 3:5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out from the book of life, but I will confess him before my Father and before his angels. 3:12, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. 3:21, to him who overcomes, I'll grant him to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down on my Father's throne. 21:7, the end of the book, he says, and he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I'm telling you that God is going to reward those that overcome. And we need to have an overcomer's mentality, not a defeated mentality, not that old woe is me. Listen, not just a surviving mentality, oh, we're going to try to hang on till the end. No, overcoming. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We need to get used to the idea that we're going to have trouble, because we're going to have some things to overcome. See, if we're overcomers, that means we overcome. You don't overcome if you ain't got no trouble. And in this life, as you serve the Lord, I can assure you, you're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some hardship. You know, sometimes we just think if we're good Christians, then we just won't have any trouble, and we're not going to have to overcome things. But I'm telling you, the Bible says that Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So if we're born again, I'm telling you, we overcome by faith. That means there are things to overcome. Always going to have problems. Always going to have negative situations that arise. All who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I mean, you start trying to do something for God, you're going to have some trouble. There's going to be some obstacles. In fact, there's going to be some people who don't like you. Now, don't be one of those people that goes out and looks for trouble. You don't have to look for it. It'll come to you. But don't be one of those people that goes out and tries to be contrary and find conflict with people. Don't do that. No, we're supposed to be peacemakers, be called the children of God. But you just need to understand that there's going to be times when you're going to have trouble, because all who live godly in Christ Jesus are going to be persecuted. Jesus said, woe to you when all men speak well of you. Well, I hope most do. But woe to you when all men speak well of you. No, there's going to be some people that talk bad about you. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to overcome. Amen? We're not going to get all sad and down, but instead we're going to be of good cheer. Jesus overcame, and so we can. And I just want you to know, if we're really walking with the Lord as a born-again child of God, a new creation in Christ, And I'm going to say this in kind of a, well, I'm going to put it in a modern day worldly vernacular, all right? We should be good problem solvers. And let me explain what I mean. I don't mean that we're good problem solvers in the sense that, well, we're smart and, you know, we just know how to figure things out and we're, I'm not talking about something in the natural like the world is talking about when they say that. I'm talking about something spiritual. See, when problems arise, when trouble comes our way, we ought to be those who have faith, that are standing in faith and believing and find a way. I'm talking about with the Lord's help, that we find a way, we're going to overcome. We're not people who just say, well, that's just the way life is. No, we're going to overcome. We're going to stand on the promises of God. We're going to believe God. We're not just going to settle in and say, well, you know. No, we're going to overcome. Now, I want to say this very clearly. We solve life's problems, we overcome by faith, by obeying God's word, by His power. It is not ourselves. Our faith is not in ourselves. You know, there's this attitude in the world, they say this, and I've heard it in the church. I hadn't heard any of you say it lately, so if you say it, I'm not talking about you. Well, you got to trust yourself. Oh, my goodness. I cannot tell you how many thousands of times I have let myself down. I am not trusting in myself. I am trusting in the one who has never let me down. My faith is in Him. My faith is not in my smarts and my strength and my intestinal fortitude and whatever else. I'm telling you, our faith has to be in Him when we're solving life's problems. We're overcoming by faith. That means we're looking to God. Vain is the help of man. We're foolish when we trust in man. That includes yourself. No, our help comes from the Lord. He's the one who gives us the victory, who causes us to overcome. And it's not a self-confidence. Our confidence is in the Lord. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's never I can. Period. It's I can through Christ who strengthens me. It is always His strength. And so our faith is always in Him. That's how we overcome. When we fall into the trap of looking to our own strengths, we're headed for trouble. Do you know all of us have some things that we're good at, maybe even gifted at, but I'm just telling you, we got to keep our eyes on Him. We got to stay humble. We got to keep our faith in Him. We are not doing this on our own, but we are living by faith. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah. We walk by faith. That's the way we're supposed to live every day. So we're not looking to ourselves, trusting in ourselves. That's called pride. No, we trust in Him. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13, it says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. He's talking about when we get to the place where we think we've got this. You know, when we think that we can do it on our own, he said, you better take heed. You better stop yourself because you're headed for a fall. And then he goes on and he says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. And by the way, when the Bible here says temptation, it's not just speaking of temptation in the strict sense of the word, the way we use that word, talking about, oh, you know, so you don't go do something bad. No, it's talking about anything out of the plan and the will of God. You know, there's a lot of temptation just to do things the world's way. Just to, you know, may not be something we think of as bad, but let me tell you something. Anything that's not of faith is sin. No amens. That's what the Bible says. Whatever's not of faith is sin. Romans chapter 14. I'm just telling you. Yeah. So we have to walk by faith, always trust in Him. Battles come, troubles come, temptation comes. He says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, He tells us very plainly that when we are going through a great challenge, a temptation, a great testing, that He is going to make a way. That's what I'm talking about, being a problem solver. I'm not talking about you doing it on your own. I'm talking about that by faith, we find a way. God will make a way. And if we're trusting Him, if we're listening to Him, if our eyes are on Him, I'm telling you, God will make a way for us to overcome. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about a financial need or you're talking about a problem in your relationship with your teenager, a problem in your workplace. I'm telling you, God can make a way for you to overcome. One way or another, He'll make a way. Now, it said a way of escape. And I've just got to tell you, don't think of this escape as, you know, we're just getting out of here. Because that's, you see, that's the mentality that a lot of Christians get, is that when problems arise, well, let's just run from it. Now, we don't run from it. We overcome. When He says a way of escape, He's not talking about just a way for you to get out of Dodge. He's talking about a way of escape from the situation, but where you're going to get victory. Overcome. More than a conqueror. Listen, you got to remember to interpret the Bible in the light of all the rest of Scripture. He's not talking about you running for your life. Well, I'm having trouble at this job. I'm just going to go get me another one. Having problems with this relationship. I'll just ditch this one to get another one. It goes on and on. I'm just going to move to a new town and start over. That's my way of escape. Praise God. The problem is doing that kind of an escape, you know, wherever you are, the problem is you're there. And you just trade problems. And that's kind of the theme of the day that we live in. But I'm telling you, as a child of God, it shouldn't be that way for us. But instead, we find a way to overcome. By faith, trusting in Him, eyes on Him, and He will make a way if we'll just keep trusting Him, believing Him, obeying Him. Amen. Always obeying Him. See, the enemy wants us to think that our situation is impossible. I'm the only one that's ever faced this exact thing. That's why it says, no temptation has taken you except that which is common to man. Common? This isn't common. I'm the only one. No, you're not. One way or another, I'm telling you, lots of others have passed this way before. You might think, oh, no, you don't understand. You don't understand my situation. Well, I'm not the one that wrote it. And He said, there's no temptation, no test, no trial that has taken you but what is common to man, and God's going to make a way. So the enemy always wants you to think that, well, this one, this is impossible. This is too much, too far, too late. You got to remember what the Bible says, what Jesus said. One of them is Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. So we overcome by faith in every area of life. That doesn't mean we have a perfect life. Listen, if you had a perfect life, that means you don't have any trouble. That means you don't have any battles. That means you don't have anything to overcome. But we're overcoming by faith. We're not settling in. No, we're overcoming. And I'm telling you, it requires faith. We can overcome financial problems. We can overcome relational problems. We can overcome health problems. We can overcome trials and tribulations in this world. Listen, successful Christians are not people that don't have anything to overcome. No, they're people that overcome by faith. If you think that some Christians just don't have battles and they just don't have those struggles, you're deceived. Now, sometimes you see preachers, they talk about all the victories, and they don't necessarily tell you about all the battles, but they didn't have a victory without a battle. And a lot of the time, you don't see and hear the most difficult times. I'm just telling you, everybody has battles. And you know, be careful not to judge and start thinking, well, you know, they don't have the battles. You don't know. But, you know, the enemy will use that against you to make you think that you can't win. You can't overcome, but you can. The Apostle Paul, I think that was he was a pretty much a big shot, right? I mean, if there was one. And he had all kinds of trouble. In danger all the time. Persecuted all the time. All kinds of threats against his life. And they tried to carry him out. But he overcame. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And I'm telling you, we can overcome too. Your kid messes up, your car breaks down, the dishwasher stops working, stuff's gonna happen. Be of good cheer, take heart, have courage. He's overcome, and you can overcome. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, if you read it in the context in that particular passage, he is specifically talking about that when you are wronged, that you don't respond by doing something wrong also. But I want you to look at just the face of this verse. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Because see, it doesn't matter if you're talking about being wronged and forgiving, or if you're talking about some other area of life. When evil happens, you're not supposed to be overcome by it. No, you're supposed to overcome evil. Oh, church, there's a lot of evil in this world. Don't be discouraged about it. We can overcome it. We can win. We can overcome. Don't be overcome. Oh, man. I love you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. And I know some of you, you're going to agree with me. And some of you, you're going to think, now, wait a minute. No, you wait a minute. You can overcome poverty. Now, if you think that's harsh, let me tell you something. Harsh and ugly is when they tell you you can't. That's horrible. You're condemned to that forever. I'm telling you, you can. You can overcome. And you need to start believing God and trusting God. So I'm just telling you, You can overcome poverty. You can overcome that besetting sin. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you see, this message is really important to your overcoming, because if you don't believe you can, if you don't believe that by faith you can overcome, you won't. Because it's by faith. You can overcome negative relationships. You can overcome. A strong Christian is not somebody that doesn't have problems. It's somebody that's overcoming their problems. So I know you have problems, so I got a good word for you. You're going to overcome. Now, the world celebrates the survivor mentality. They got a TV show called Survivor, right? I think they do. They did. I don't know. Survivor. Hanging on till Jesus comes. Just trying to survive and make it through another day. That's not what he said. He's not coming back for a beat down church that's just barely hanging on. He's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And he's coming back for a people who are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Coming back for a people who are overcomers. Winning. We overcome by faith. Who is it that overcomes? 1 John 5:5. He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Who overcomes? He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So you need to get this. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are born again. And if you are born again, listen, you are born of Him. And if you're born again, if you're born of Him, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. You see, you need to get this. You need to see yourself this way, that you are not that old person. Most Christians are still living too much of the old life. They still see themselves too much as that old person. That old person who couldn't win. But whatever's born of God overcomes the world. And you start telling yourself, I'm born of God. I'm supposed to overcome the world. I'm supposed to overcome this. This 20 pounds that I've been saying I'm going to lose for however many years, I can overcome this. That's ridiculous. I'm telling the truth. I'm just saying it like it is. By the way, I'm 20 pounds. What are you working on? I'm just telling you, you can overcome. But we got to see ourselves as that new man, not the old one. Not the one that was a loser and couldn't win in certain areas of life, but instead seeing ourselves as the one that's born of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21. I'm going to read it from the NIV. It's just simpler, easier to read. It says, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. New creation, not the old one, he's the new. The old is gone, the new has come. These are not just pretty words, these are spiritual truth. Talking about you and me. The old is gone, the new has come. All of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Who are we? Christ's ambassadors. Amen. Now, I'm sure the Apostle Paul was talking about himself, but I believe with all my heart that every child of God is supposed to be Christ's ambassador, that all of us can represent Jesus to our family, to our co-workers, to our neighbors, to lost people that we come in contact with. Christ ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. New creatures, Christ ambassadors, the righteousness of God. Surely I can lose 20 pounds. We struggle, strive, trying to do things just in our own flesh, our own way. I'm telling you, we can find a way by faith, trusting in him, looking to him. So if you're a new creature, you're Christ's ambassador, you're the righteousness of God, shouldn't you be a loving husband? You see, if you're all those things in the Lord, and you talk to your wife mean, and you talk down to your kids, and you come home with a bad attitude, and you're all depressed, I'm just telling you, oh, it's time for us to overcome by faith. Be who he's called us to be, who he has made us. Old things have passed away. See, we need to get a hold of the promises of God and stand on those promises by faith and know that God will make a way. Go to the workplace and always in conflict and having strife with people. How are you going to represent Jesus? How are you going to be Christ's ambassador? You know, I've gotten real convicted a few times when I was mad about or irritated with somebody about, you know, bad customer service or not being treated right. And then it's just like the Holy Spirit challenges me. So what's more important here? You getting your way or their salvation? But I'm just telling you, we can overcome that stuff by faith. We really can. And church, we need to believe God and trust him that we are going to overcome. Now, if you back up just one verse prior, we always start with 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. But if you back up just one verse, verse 16, this is what it says. He says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. You know what that means? That means we don't just look at the flesh. We don't just look at the natural. We don't just look at the old man. We regard no one according to the flesh. In other words, he was saying, we see them with spiritual eyes. We see them with eyes of faith. And then he goes into that, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. See, you need to apply this not only to others, but to yourself. You don't just look at yourself the old way. You don't look at yourself according to the flesh. You see with eyes of faith that you are a new creation, born of God. Whatever's born of God overcomes the world. How many times is he going to say that? I don't know, as many as it takes. See yourself as the creation that God made you to be. Paul said, we no longer know you or any man according to the flesh. So we got to see ourselves the way he made us. You know, the children of Israel, when they got to the promised land the first time, they didn't go in because of unbelief. And it was because of unbelief. I want you to see the connection here. Because of unbelief, they saw themselves as defeated already. They saw themselves like bugs. They said they were giants and we were like grasshoppers in our sight and in their sight. We're just bugs before them. They're going to squash us like bugs. Why did they talk this way? Because of unbelief. But you see, Joshua and Caleb says, we are well able. It wasn't because they were boasting in themselves. They knew that the Lord had already given it to them. And what I want you to see is that your overcoming is tied to your faith. If you don't believe, if you don't have faith, you're going to see yourself in whatever situation that comes up, you're going to see yourself as defeated. But if you'll see yourself the way God sees you, If you'll keep your faith in Him, you can overcome. There's a pastor in the Northwest named Casey Treat, and great preacher, great man of God. Pastor's a big church, one of the biggest churches in the Northwest, and he, well, many years ago, he went through a drug rehab where he got saved and his life was completely turned around. Some 25 years later, a man shows up at his church that was at the drug rehab with him. And this man heard the same preaching and the same messages. He was in the same services and ministry where Casey Treat got saved. And he, you know, he got saved too. But he shows up at Casey Treat's church 25 years later, and he still has all of the same addictions, all of the same problems, all of the same struggles. It's still going on 25 years later. And I'm just telling you, God wants you to overcome. He don't want you to be the same 25 years from now. It's His plan, it's His will for you to overcome by faith. He will make a way. And if you'll trust Him, if you'll believe Him, you'll overcome. So I want to wrap this up. How do we overcome? By faith. And our faith is in Him. Our faith, I always say this, has to be based on the Word of God. Faith is not something you just make up. It's not something that you just decide that you believe. You can believe anything. See, you can believe that this speaker right here is your God. Now, y'all think that's silly, but you know what? There's a lot of stupid stuff going on in our world that's stupider than that. You can decide, I believe this and I believe that. Well, I just think I believe this. Who cares? Because I'm telling you, the only thing that really matters is whether or not we believe God's Word. Faith based on anything else is fantasy faith. It has to be based on the Word of God. But I want to tell you this, for every problem, there's a promise. And a lot of them have conditions, but I'm telling you, for every problem, there's a promise. There is a way to overcome by faith. So stay in the Word. And listen, if you're struggling with a particular area, man, stay in the Word, study the Word, find the promises, find the verses, let the Holy Spirit speak to you through the Word, and you get a hold of a word from God and you stand on it in faith, you can overcome whatever it is. Amen. Well, stand with me. I just want to say, I love you, I'm for you, and you know what? The Lord loves you, and He's for you, and He wants you to have victory. He likes it when you do well. Amen. He wants you to overcome. And let me tell you something. The world around you, they see that you're overcoming. Not that you're perfect, not that you're problem-free, but that you're overcoming in life. I want you to know they're going to want what you have. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you'd help us to walk in all that you have for us, to be who you've called us to be, that in this world that we truly would be salt and light in a dark place, that men would see our good works and glorify our Father. And I pray, Father, that you help us to live it out every day, to live out our faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. And overcome. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. If you need special prayer, we'd be glad to pray with you.